This is Matt Wells at UN News. A campaign's underway to vaccinate every child and young person in Fiji against meningococcal disease, the illness that causes meningitis or inflammation of the brain and spinal cord. It's in response to an outbreak earlier this year which killed 4 people. Meningococcal disease is caused by bacteria transmitted by an infected person through respiratory or throat secretions. It can be passed on by kissing, sneezing or coughing. And though life-threatening, most cases can be treated if detected early. Julia Dean at the UN Information Centre in Canberra has been speaking to Kate Heinlich, Chief of Communications in the Pacific area with the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, which is supporting the Fijian government.
This campaign was launched on Monday, the 14th of May, because of an increase of meningococcal disease in Fiji. There was an outbreak that was declared by the Fijian government in late March this year. And from the start of the year until the end of April, there were 64 cases of meningococcal disease in the country. Almost half of these were among children less than 5 years of age, and all the cases were among children from 1 to 19 years.
And is this unusual?
This is unusual. For the past 10 years, there's been a few cases each year reported, but this started increasing at the end of 2017 and then continued to increase in the start of this year. And this has led to the outbreak being declared.
And what's UNICEF's role?
Okay, UNICEF has played a key role in supporting the Ministry of Health and Medical Services to get the vaccines. It's called the meningococcal C vaccine, and this was not available in Fiji at the time. So there's going to be 325,000 children and adolescents who received the vaccine. To get that number of doses, they needed to be sourced from outside the country globally. UNICEF has supported to source those. So far, almost 125,000 doses have arrived in the country, and there's another 200,000 that will be here shortly.
And a type of big campaign like this, does it involve partnerships?
Yes, definitely. So UNICEF is working with the World Health Organization, the Ministry of Health and Medical Services, and also the Australian Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade is supporting in this campaign. As well as that, there are all the schools and the community health workers who are involved in delivering the campaign.
And how do you access remote communities in a place like Fiji?
Okay, so what will be happening are the health workers will be giving the vaccinations in schools. So most of the children, if they're at school age, will receive their vaccination at school. Then there are the health facilities. So the vaccines will be delivered to the health facilities. They'll be kept in eskies to keep them at the correct temperature and the cold chain so that they're effective when they arrive. There's a lot of communication that is taking place to encourage everyone to come to the health facility and to have their vaccination.
And how will the vaccination program help the non-target groups of the community?
Okay, well, when enough people are vaccinated within a community, this protects everyone. So sometimes, for example, newborn babies cannot be vaccinated, and they may be at risk if not enough people are vaccinated against the meningococcal disease. And an outbreak is more likely to happen when not enough people in the community. It's called herd immunity. When enough people are vaccinated, it protects the entire community.
And with a campaign like this, is there a sort of an education campaign alongside it? How do people understand why they're being vaccinated?
Yes, UNICEF is working with the Ministry of Health here to ensure that messages are taken to the communities that understand what the vaccination is for. There's a mass communication campaign that's going out in newspapers and on radio, and this informs the community about the vaccine, why it's important, and also about the safety of the vaccine.
So you consider education an important component of a vaccination campaign like this?
It's incredibly important. And as well, taking measures such as not using the same utensils with someone who has the disease or covering your mouth when you sneeze, all of those are preventative measures as well that can be taken. And these are being encouraged and communicated with the population of Fiji.
Does the Pacific need more support in terms of sourcing and delivering this type of program?
Yes, there's a need for a lot of support in the region to deliver vaccination programs in addition to the one that's currently happening in Fiji. There's also the routine vaccination programs across the Pacific, and many children still die in the Pacific. About 1/4 of deaths among children could be prevented by receiving the vaccination. So it's vital that there's support, there's funding for these programs to ensure that every child gets the right start to life and the vaccine to keep them healthy.